Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuitry of today's and tomorrow's technology. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of ones and zeros.
And I'm Jamie, the one who presses the big red button just to see what happens. Today, we're unpacking the future of LLMs and fine-tuning. It's like teaching a giant brain to think more like you. Or me. Scary thought, right, Alex?
Terrifying, Jamie, but also incredibly exciting. Large language models, or LLMs, are evolving, and so are the ways we fine-tune them. We're moving from the days of retraining the whole model to more efficient strategies.
So no more teaching the AI everything from scratch? That sounds like a time saver.
Exactly. It's like updating your brain with new knowledge without forgetting how to walk each time. Let's start with what fine-tuning actually is. Imagine you have a general-purpose AI that can write essays, code, and even poetry. But now, you want it to write legal documents or medical notes.
Ah, so it's like teaching Shakespeare to do your taxes. Got it.
Right. In the old days, fine-tuning meant retraining the AI on a new dataset, which was like teaching an old dog new tricks. Time-consuming and resource-intensive.
But now we've got smarter ways to do this?
Precisely. We use techniques like LoRA, which stands for Low-Rank Adaptation, and adapters. These methods allow us to update only specific parts of the model, making the process much more efficient.
So we're now giving the AI a cheat sheet instead of a whole new textbook.
You could say that. And there's also something called Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RAG. It's like having an external hard drive of knowledge the AI can pull from without needing to store everything in its main memory.
Handy for keeping up with all the latest gossip, I bet. Or, you know, important medical discoveries.
Now, fine-tuning isn't without its challenges. You've got to balance efficiency and effectiveness. Keep an eye on security and make sure the AI doesn't forget its basic knowledge while learning new things.
Like remembering how to ride a bike while learning to skateboard?
Exactly. And that's where parameter-efficient fine-tuning or PEF methods shine. They reduce the risk of the AI forgetting its foundational knowledge.
Neat. But what about when things go wrong? Like if the AI starts writing love poems in a legal document?
That's where testing and evaluation come in. We need to check not just for accuracy, but for consistency, bias, and whether the AI can keep a secret.
I can barely do that last one. All right, this is all super cool, but it sounds like we're heading towards a future where these AIs are more specialized.
Correct. We're likely to see more domain-specific models that excel in particular areas, like finance or healthcare, coexisting with the giant, general-purpose models.
So a team of superhero AIs, each with their own special power. I love it.
Before we wrap up, let's not forget the importance of security and privacy. Fine-tuning on sensitive data requires care to avoid unintended data leaks.
Right. Wouldn't want our AI inadvertently spilling secrets. Any final thoughts?
Just that we're at the cusp of a new era in AI development. With tools like LoRA and advancements in RAG, we're making AIs more efficient, more specialized, and hopefully more helpful.
And hopefully less likely to take over the world.
One can hope, Jamie. Thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. Remember, the future is now, and it's fascinating.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech of tomorrow. See you next time on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.